Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
No, I mean, you think I'm pumping you up, but what I'm trying to tell you is we have our youth rallies here once a year in July. And on this stage, I'm telling you, if you've ever been here, I know there's some people out here who have been here, there have been so many youth from across America that have been healed. God shows up every year. They get set free. They get on fire for God, and we teach them and train them. How many know it's good to be trained? You know, the Lord told me one time, he said, Chip, I didn't call you to entertain. I called you to train. He said, I will help you train, because I'm coming back for a champion church. And champions are trained. Training means repetition. I think Brother Hagin was very good at that. Hello? He was very good at that. That means he was a very good coach, wasn't he? Repetition, repetition, repetition. Not entertainment. We don't, pastors, we don't want to put on a show. We want to train and flow with the Holy Spirit. Amen? And I'm learning about that. But welcome to Champions for Christ. And we, of course, paved the way for you guys in this meeting. And we were glad to do that. Hey, Mom is a part of Champions for Christ. Of course, I asked her, but you got to understand about Mom and even me preaching here is not because I'm her son. Trust me. Thank you, Lord, for letting me preach tonight, because he told her. And that's all she goes by. And Mama loves speaking to the kids here. And she's become their favorite. Breaking the cycle of offense. I keep that book with me all the time. That book, get that book. It's out there. I saw it. You have to get that book. It absolutely changed my life. It really did in a time I needed it and didn't realize it. But we all have to be coached. The thing about coaching is, and that's what I, you know, that was my profession and for a long time, and God called me out of the coaching. But, you know, coaching is training athletes who need the help, but then you have those athletes that are all Americans and they're, you know, Hall of Famers or whatever. Well, they need to be coached and reminded as well. Amen? So I know for a fact that tonight the Lord told me. I didn't know what the Lord had told Mom. I didn't know what was spoken today, this morning. And the Lord said to me, I have a word for my body. Don't you love it when you know? Now, I'm going another direction, and I'm helping pastoring in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the church she mentioned. And where's my church at? I'm going to have to retrain you guys. And they know about training. I train, man. I mean repetition. And they're so good at it. And, I thank the Lord for what he's doing. And he has a word for the whole body tonight. And it's for such a time as this. And he told me it's because that's what you were created to do. And there are witnesses. And it's time for my church to be blessed. I never wanted to preach on blessings. Brother Copeland covered it. I didn't. That was the last thing. But anyway, I want you to receive tonight. And I think about it. I said this to the church the other day. I just looked at them and I thought of this. And I thought, look at you guys. Just look at you from here, Mom. You know, we were seeing some of their faces, and it used to be when I would come up, I didn't know hardly any of you, and now I got a whole bunch of friends that I see their faces, and it's like one big family coming home. How many feel like you you spiritually come home. You know what I mean? And we're together, and I look at you. Bless your hearts. Bless your hearts. Look at you. And I thought about a time of a player that I had, Mom, and it was in high school. I've coached on all levels, and one of my first jobs was I had this boy named Eric, and he did not have the athletic body, and he wasn't blessed with, you know, what a lot of people were blessed with, but boy, did he ever have a heart. And every time, I remember one particular game, I got so frustrated with them. They were just so complacent, and I had these all-American guys on there. I mean, they were all-staters and just chiseled with all this born natural ability. And then there's Eric. And Eric would always sit in front of me. And wherever I'd go and give a speech, Eric would be right here. I mean, it didn't matter if I moved. He would be there. And I remember asking a question one time. How many of you guys, now this is on the high school level, how many of you guys want to play college? You want to go to the next level? Maybe professional? How many? And Eric, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I would think, bless his heart. And then you know, I'd ask the question and all the other guys are gonna raise their hands because coach is watching and, you know. But Eric meant it. And I'd always think, bless his heart. If I could only put his heart in them. Bless his heart. And I look at you, bless your heart. Stay with me, I'll get to the end of it. And I didn't know this till later, that Eric's mom and dad said, you know, everything you, and this was at like an award that he was receiving an award, everything you told him, he went back and did. And they said, we didn't have the money, and you would tell us things like you need to get a net and do this and practice this soft toss drill or whatever. So one time the mom said, I was throwing out an old bed sheet, and he took it and he tied it between two trees, and he taught his little sister how to toss the ball and do this drill. And he would get his dad's garage light, you know, he would put under the hood of the car and he put it out there and he would hit all hours of the night and he would get in trouble by the neighbors, but he was just going and going. Well, I didn't know all this was going on. And so we go further into the year and this and that, and I got frustrated with some of my talented players. And one of the coaches said, you know, why don't you put Eric in? Eric, are you kidding? Bless his heart. Well, at least he's got a heart and this, you know, this and that. And I said, well, you know, he was growing and he's filling out and he was losing some of that baby fat and this and that. And all the work he was doing was showing. So we put him in there. And he never did lose his position as a starter. And he went on, and his senior year in high school, he made All-State, first team All-State. He made Player of the Year in the whole state. Highly recruited by colleges, signed a full ride to a very predominant baseball college, signed it, made All-American there, and then they have what is equivalent to a Heisman Trophy in football. It's called the Golden Spikes in college. He was nominated for that as the best college player in the nation. Signed a professional contract, played professional baseball. Bless his heart. God's not looking for your talent. He's looking for a heart. Come on now. Some of you get over that. I haven't done this. I can't do that. He's looking for, ooh, 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 ooh. Come on. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God has need of a blessed church. Because there's lots of witnesses. But to be honest about it, there are a lot of Christians that are not blessed. And we just want to get honest and hear crickets here in a second. But he showed me something about this that changed my life, and it's changed a lot of people's lives in our church and around the country and the world, wherever God has me speak it. And he wanted me to speak it here tonight. So, and then we just heard from the Lord, thank you, Father, that you have a word tonight. You know, we were taught by Brother Hagin,
God has a plan for every man and every woman, but he also has a plan for every meeting. Do you believe that? Okay, then let's receive this. No matter who you are, no matter how many times you've heard it, no matter how many times, don't be that player in the back of the bus. Are you with me? I don't care how many times you preached it. We all need this. It is a word for the body. For the body. God created you and I to be blessed. But he's in every aspect. Not just to reap blessings, but to sow blessings. It's all about sowing and reaping. Read the Bible, it's a good book, it'll really bless you. It's all about sowing and reaping. I created you to be blessed, to be a blessing, and to speak blessings, and to react with blessings, because there are witnesses. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, I'm telling you, I'm learning all about sowing and reaping, especially being a pastor. I never wanted to be a pastor. I loved going in and going out, pumping them up. But you know what? You've got to learn about sowing and reaping as a pastor. Okay, we'll just go. All right, praise the Lord. Here's how the Lord put this together for me, and he told me to ask you a question. And you'll think after you hear this question, how silly, who would be foolish enough to answer this the other way? But yet, a lot of us have. And he said, ask them this question. He said, ask them if tonight they had a choice. Everybody say choice. When they walked out of these doors tonight, for the rest of your life, every step you take, every breath you make. Let's don't go there. It's that you thing coming out of me. You have a choice to either live every day of your life in the blessings or the cursings. Which would you choose? Now, who in their right mind would choose cursings? But the Lord said to me, it's a choice. He said, it's a choice. And I remember when I first got this and I taught it to our church and I got so excited about it, I had them stand up and say, we choose blessings, yay! Next week, any testimonies? Cricket. But didn't you choose? Yes. Then let's re-choose. We choose blessings, and we do it. But there's something more to it than that. There's a lot more choices involved. And the Lord, thank God, showed me what he wanted to show me. Amen? So it is a choice. Say, blessings and cursings are a choice.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. Or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.